BBC Hereford and Worcester.
Make a difference.
Give a laptops.
Well, it's been a while since we taught laptops. Our Make a Difference, Give a Laptop campaign has helped lots and lots of school children in the two counties where we live. Help them use your refurbished technology to access remote school lessons during lockdown. Here, for example, is what happened when our reporter Nicola Goodwin dropped off her old laptop in Herefordshire.
I've just arrived at one of three drop-off points, two in Hereford City and one in Ross-on-Wye, and it was really easy. I had been meaning to do something with my old laptop for ages. It was just sitting there in a cupboard. I went on the website, Laptops to Kids, and just filled in a few details, and then I got an email saying, yes, your device is fine, we'll accept it, a few instructions about what to do, and then gave me a number, which I've popped on the box. And also on the laptop itself, and that is so they can trace the donations all the way through to the students. I've popped my mask on and it's a little walk to the drop-off point.
Hi. Hiya, I've got a laptop to drop off.
What's your number?
L
last three bit.
452.
452.
So it's a Vaio, a Sony Vaio.
Sony.
And that's VAIO. Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you very
no
much
worries.
For your generosity.
Shall I pop it?
Just... I'll pop it up on there and then.
Yeah, pop it on there. And it's all labelled up.
Thank you
Cheers.
Very much.
Cheers. Take care. Bye.
Easy as that for Nicola. And it wasn't just us. We were able to join forces with other schemes that were already out there trying to make a difference. And I'm delighted to say your efforts have made a huge difference. Laptops to Kids in Hereford. You heard them mentioned there. With Nicola. They were already up and running when we met them, but they told us that after they appeared on this show, they got even busier, thanks to you. So several weeks on, and as schools prepare to reopen next month, just how many children have been helped because of them? Well, Tim Brett is here to tell us. He's from Laptops to Kids. He joins us now. Hiya, Tim.
Hi, Malcolm.
You've been pretty busy, haven't you?
We have been very busy, and like you say, in no small part, thank you to yourselves and the BBC's Make a Difference, Give a Laptop campaign. The last few weeks since we spoke, we have literally had hundreds, if not thousands, of messages coming in, and yeah, we're doing really, really well.
Crumbs. How many devices do you think you've received?
So total into us now is around 400. This is since sort of the middle of January, so it's sort of the last 6 weeks. 400 in. We have now donated out to schools. I checked last night, and my number was 199 have already gone out to schools, and that's 37 different schools across the county.
199 devices to 37, did you say?
37 schools.
In Herefordshire. That's brilliant. And is that a mixture of laptops and other devices, tablets and such as like?
Yes, it is. We have been getting in a fair number of tablets, a large amount of iPads, which the schools really like, and that's been really, really helpful.
Now, I can sit here and say it's brilliant, and I think it is brilliant, but you're at the sharp end of this. So how do you feel when you give these laptops to the schools? What sort of a feeling is that like?
It's really great from my perspective, being local, to be helping local schools. So sometimes we can sit and we can listen and we can watch things happening, but being a part of it is I think very rewarding, and for me personally. But I think also it's been really helpful for those people that have donated the laptops, and we give them an outlet or a channel to do their bit as well. So that's been good. I'm proud to have not only supported the children and the schools, but also supported all those people that have donated.
Yeah. And it's not just the devices. People have been donating money, haven't they, to you to help?
They have. And we have received now over £20,000 in donations, both from individuals and from other trusts and charities as well who wanted to help.
That's incredible, isn't it? You get the devices, yeah. Well, we asked for the devices, and I knew that our listeners would come good on that one. But £20,000 from people who just wanted to donate. They hadn't got a laptop, but they wanted to help in another way, so they've given a cash donation. I think that's brilliant and unexpected.
It is, and the generosity that I've seen from across Herefordshire and in fact from across Worcestershire as well, and wider in the country, has just been phenomenal. Really, I've been blown away by everyone wanting to help, everyone wanting to give devices, and everyone wanting to give money. So a huge thank you to all those who have donated to the scheme.
And when I talk about this, you know, my mind goes to a headmistress in Worcestershire who said to me, and I won't forget this, Tim, you cannot imagine the face of a small pupil who has a laptop as they skip down the path out of school and go to home knowing that they're not going to be behind and they're going to be with everybody else and they're all on an equal footing. And that look on those faces is unforgettable. And I can only imagine that look, but you'll probably know what she means.
Absolutely. And I think that's the impact it's having. We give them to the schools, but it's the schools passing them on to the families.
Yeah.
And the difference it makes to the children and to the families as well. And that's what's important.
So March the 8th, hopefully, fingers crossed, but I'm pretty sure it will happen, is when schools will reopen across the two counties and across the country. So are we winding down now, Tim, a little bit? Are you allowed to have a little rest?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. No, I'm not allowed to have a rest, but we are starting to wind down. And, you know, it is both. I was very happy that we can start to wind down, but also, you know, a little bit sad because this has been a journey that's been very, very rewarding to come on. And yes, we have actually now of last weekend, we have stopped accepting in any new device donations because we've still got about 200 devices that have been donated that we're still turning around to get to schools.
Yeah.
So we're going to focus the next 6 weeks on getting as much out as quickly as possible to the schools before the Easter holidays.
Well, good luck with that. Thank you for being there for us. And, well, congratulations. Well done. You've done a fantastic job, Tim, and you and your team.
Thank you very much. It's been wonderful to be a part of it and proud to have been able to sort of serve the families, children and schools of the county.
Brilliant stuff. That's Tim Brett from Laptops to Kids. And they've stood side by side with us and shoulder to shoulder throughout this campaign. But more importantly, maybe you have, because it wouldn't be possible without your donations. 199 devices to 37 different schools. I'm just talking Herefordshire now, and that story's been repeated across Worcestershire. Over 400 devices altogether given in, and he's still working on quite a few of them. And £20,000 donated from people like you who maybe didn't have a laptop but just wanted to help. So thank you. You've made a difference.
Make a difference.
Give a laptop.
BBC Hereford and Worcester.